gosh, the town hall clock's 2 minutes out.
Wow, well, we came down to hear this, and I've lived in Sheffield nearly 30 years now, Alan, and it wasn't until you brought it up in conversation about this 1 o'clock buzzer on H.L. Brown, which I believe has been since the 1800s or something. I mean, I'm sure now I've heard it, because we've come here specifically to listen this Friday afternoon. I just think I have heard it before and thought it was some other kind of security alarm going off. I had not realised that it was H.L. Brown.
And yes, I mean, it's... H.L. Brown's has moved around a bit in Sheffield. It's, I think it started up near Spittle Hill, Gower Street, back in 1860s, 1870s. And it moved to various different places. It was down on Angel Street for a while, it's been on High Street, and I think it was 1986 or something it moved here.
Right, okay.
But the whole history behind it is the guy who first started off H.L. Brown was, I think he was a Polishman, and he's a watch repairman, and that's what he started doing. And then the 1 o'clock buzzer is sounded for people to be able to synchronise their watches so they're all set at the right time, because there was no other means of doing it. I don't know when, but it actually used to be done by telephone line from Greenwich, and then at some point in the fairly recent past it's been made on a radio frequency. So that's what it is, and let's hope we've actually got the start of it, being as we were working on the town hall clock, which probably only now says 12 o'clock. In fact, in a minute...
1 o'clock, yeah.
Sorry, 1 o'clock. In a minute, the town hall bells will actually start chiming, so if we keep talking for a minute...
Yeah, we shall hear that. It really roots us in a time and place, doesn't it? Yeah. So, yes, it is Friday afternoon. We're on February the... Is it the 16th today?
Yeah.
It's been very bright and sunny. Here we go. And all the time we've got somebody down there.
We've got a fiddler up there.
Yeah. But no, you're right. It was only after you told me this history, and then I must admit, I did Google H.L. Brown buzzer, and then it's more and less verbatim what you've just sort of said, really, and about how the train lines as well, there was a bit of chaos to start with different clocks in different cities and trains setting off at different times. And so there were phone calls between major cities, as you've just sort of mentioned, with the Greenwich telephone calls and stuff to make sure that everybody sets their clocks at the same time, because even more within a city there were discrepancies, as you say, with watches also in different times, and it was important. I think something I came across, all this prompted by what you told me last week, for factories, when breaks were supposed to start and finish exactly on time, everybody clocking in and off at the right times and stuff.
They all had the buzzer, didn't they? Hooter to be at work for and different things.
Yeah. But so how ironic that we heard this mechanism that's been here for hundreds of years to keep time, 1 o'clock. I'd like to know why the slight discrepancy between that and the bongs of the town hall.
I bet they've not reset the timer on the town hall clock.
Right, it's as simple as that.
Because on some of those big old church clocks and things, and even Big Ben, they have to put like pennies and a half of a penny on the actual timing scale to actually keep it running to a true time.
Wow, it's that sensitive.
Yeah.
So. I didn't spend a lot of time looking, but I did realise that there are various in the archives star articles and things about this, maybe not recently, but one 2017, not got round to having a look yet, but Yes, thank you. You've introduced me to some Sheffield history, which I've just been totally oblivious to for 30 years. How ridiculous.
All right, we'll stop this recording now.